This is East Coast Breakfast. East Coast Breakfast.
We have a lot of number ones in South Africa, and everyone will always talk about, remember I talk about the Trinity, cricket, rugby, soccer, and people mustn't forget about the big ones that we have as well. Did you know that the best pool player in South Africa just recently returned back to Durban? I'd like to introduce you to my good friend Kyle.
Now tell me something, Kyle, your official title, what is your official title when it comes to the game of pool?
I am the current South African pool champion and ranked number one player in South Africa.
So what does it mean? Does it mean like you've literally beaten everyone in South Africa or every single best person in South Africa in a pub?
Literally, there's no better pool player in South Africa right now other than me. I'm on top of everyone.
I would have never thought that like the best pool player is from Durban. Like, shout out to all the people that play pool in Durban, because usually you would think like I go out a lot and pool players have their own bag and their own stick and stuff, but everywhere I go I don't see much of that. How did you get into playing pool?
Well, my dad used to play, and then I took it up, and then my uncle owns a business that has a lot of pool tables, a pub, so I used to play from there, and then I've been practicing over the years, and I started in 2010, not too long ago as well.
Things have changed. I battled to find a place where I can go and play pool, but back in my day, I'm not going to mention the period or anything, yeah. There's no need for that kind of language here, but back in my day, it used to be a thing. You would go out, you would play pool, you'd have a couple of drinks with mates, and then you would hit the club. But everyone played pool. It's not like that anymore, right?
It is. In fact, it still is like that. And there's a lot of places, quite a few places in Durban that are like that now. And the trend is picked up more than ever now. It's just more professional now in terms on our end. But there's quite a big social category for pool players who go out on weekends and weekdays and stuff like that.
Is pool a sport?
Sky Shabalala. I'm the guy who thinks chess is a sport. Of course, pool is a sport as well.
Thank you. Carl?
Definitely, by far. In fact, it's one of the most demanding sports, Q sport in general. It's a massive sport. It's a big sport. If you look at the nine ball membership in the world, it's almost bigger than a soccer membership in the world. That's how big Q sport is, you know, with the Chinese and with everyone throughout the country. I mean, throughout the world.
So as the champion, Kyle, what is your diet tips, exercise routine, and how do you keep yourself in shape to be the, you know, number one South African pool player?
Well, leading up to the championship, I had to eat a lot of clean foods, less fries and less takeouts.
You're kidding.
No, I'm serious. I promise you. I promise you. And I had to do a lot of cardio to be fit, because at the championship, we play 9 hours straight a day.
Oh, snap.
We only have break for lunch and for supper. It's a half an hour break for lunch and half hour break for supper. So we start at 9, we finish at about 8:30. So I had to really be fit to maintain, because the moment when you're playing in the mornings, your concentration is obviously at its best.
Yeah.
And it has to maintain, you have to maintain that throughout the day, right up until the ending games at the end of the day. Yeah. So I had to really be fit. Yeah. And also you could see that the rest of the players that are not fit, like from day one, you know, they like finish, they just want to go home. They're not there to last the long haul. So yeah, I really had to be fit.
This is East Coast Breakfast. East Coast Breakfast.
Kyle Akalu, obviously in order to be an athlete, you've got to be athletic in all of these non-athletic environments.
At certain times and at the beginnings, yeah, but the sport has definitely changed over the years, especially in the recent years. It's changed massively. There's no smoking and stuff. You can't drink and play like before on a social level, especially on our level. You can't take drugs. It's also a drug-free sport as well. They're sanctioned by the drug-free sport committee that comes and do testing for the players. So it's legit. It's serious.
Carl, I'm gonna pause you right there. You said it's a drug-free sport. Can you get caught for doping in pool?
Yes. There are substances that are banned in Q-Sport. Like beta blockers, for example. So
for concentration?
So in our sport, in Q-Sport, in archery, in any precision sport, shooting, they say the best time to take the shot or to strike or to release the arrow is in between heartbeats.
Mm.
So if your heartbeat is at a lower rate, it's easier for you to time the shot and to this thing. So you'll be performing at a better better performance. You'll have a better performance.
I was 2 years old.
I was this moment years old. So this was the mission. I know you wanted to play pool and you had access to pool, but this was the mission. Did you like wake up one day and go, this is my goal. I am going to be South Africa's number one.
Yes. When I started, eventually I took it up professionally. I did say I want to be number one, and it took me quite a while. I was number one in the under 23 division, but now I'm in the biggest and the best division, which is the men's. So you can't get better than that.
Is it quite also big when it comes to female pool players?
Now, as of a year or two, females have been flocking into, because there's more opportunities for them, you know, to do well professionally and overseas.
Kerry Miller doesn't do much pool playing. Darren Moore he's good. I hate saying this. He used to tell me he's good, and then we played, and he beat me three times. I saw you guys playing before this, and that was just, you were not even serious, bro. So what I'm going to say is, you guys should have a proper head-to-head pool match. Okay, yeah. Wait, let me finish. I have a proper head-to-head pool match. Carl, you have to play properly.
Yeah, definitely, it's on.
Darren, you have to play.
I'm going to play by the international host rules, which mean if a visitor comes to my yard, because he's coming from Chatsworth, now he's in my backyard, in Mklanga here. This is my backyard, so I play by the international backyard rules, which is I only have to play with one hand.
Is he giving himself an advantage or me an advantage?
This is East Coast Breakfast.